Welcome back to Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kohatkar. Mumia Abu-Jamal is an award-winning journalist and a political prisoner. He just filed this report about John Ehrlichman, President Nixon's close advisor, about comments he made on the war on drugs.
Ehrlichman, war on drugs, really, about blacks and hippies. For the youth of today, the name John Ehrlichman rings no bells. For people who lived through the 60s, it is either famous or notorious. The name references a former high-ranking member of the White House staff, a close aide to former President Richard M. Nixon, and one of the so-called White House plumbers, men who were at the very heart of the infamous Watergate scandal. What makes his name re-ring an old bell is the revelations made some 22 years ago to the magazine Harper's, where the official spoke openly and honestly about the political machinations underlying the so-called war on drugs launched by the Nixon administration in the hot midst of the Vietnam War. According to Ehrlichman, the war was launched as a political tool to attack two radical communities, blacks and anti-war hippies, the youth of the era. It was a political way of waging attacks on both groups without seeming to do so. And it worked splendidly. The war allowed cops, armed with a corrupt law, to kick down doors, raid apartments, lock up people, all in the name of saving them from the scourge of drugs. Ehrlichman told Harper's, "Did we know we were lying about the drugs? Of course we did." Now, decades after, the press, the courts, the intelligentsia of the nation had signed onto this ignoble, corrupt campaign, the truth emerges. It wasn't about drugs. It never was. It was about politics. Mao used to say, "Politics is war without bloodshed." How true those words sound today. For the wretched war on drugs, really, a war on the poor, the black, the radical, the hip, has devastated whole communities, created the Leviathan of the world's largest prison system, and hurled countless souls into the hatred-infested netherworlds of prison, probation, and death. That war, still being waged in cities and communities across the nation, was a trick hurled by the late Tricky Dick Nixon and bought into by state government and police powers to wreck dark communities, those unwilling to vote Republican, by the way, in the name of the unjust, intrusive, fake law. That, according to Ehrlichman, was its intent, to disrupt communities, communities of resistance to the state. The war on drugs was lost before it began because it was all based on a lie. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
You've been listening to Mumia Abu-Jamal, an award-winning journalist and political prisoner. More about him and his commentaries are online at prisonradio.org.